Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
A group of moderates came to Chuck Schumer 2 weeks into the shutdown, and said, we're ready to reopen the government. He said, no, hold out. Wow. No, hold out. Mid-October, he said to his entire caucus that if anyone tried to reopen the government, he would stand against them. That's according to sources that told Axios. So shame on Chuck Schumer. I know he's gotten the rap as the moderate, being beholden to the far left. No, he caused the pain. He pushed the pain through, along with Hakeem Jeffries. And it's quite sad to see the radical left take over that.
So we're going to watch a vote tonight, as I understand it, correct? Primetime vote for ending the shutdown in the House. Is that's what we're looking at, right?
As far as I understand it, that's been the plan.
We're going to have Congresswoman Mary Miller on with us in 15 minutes, a little bit less than 15 minutes. So I'll be interested to hear from her exactly how the House feels about a funding of the government, the CR, through January 30th. Do they feel good about that? Because that's a lot longer than November 21st. That's 2 months plus that the government is going to be funded at the levels that, of course, the Republicans definitely want to change the way the things that we're sending money to, where the money is coming from. You, of course, now it's going to feed into all of these other things. January 30th is a concession of sorts. It's a minimal concession, and it's really what has to be done in order for the government to be reopened, because November 21st would have been, what, 11 days? No, 9 days away from now.
Yeah. Not many.
Not many. Not enough. So we'll watch and see if the House gets to take care of business. I think that the payment schedule, as I heard, that about 30% of the paycheck should be coming to the people who have, once the government has been reopened right away, people should be getting paid. But it's going to take a few days for all of that money that is back pay for a lot of federal employees to find them and to get everybody back up to speed. I got to think that there are a lot of federal employees that are just waiting with bated breath to get back to normal. It would be very difficult to just have your income like, oh, we'll get it to you. It's going to come, but we're not really 100% sure when. A 54-day shutdown. And I got to look at it from a political standpoint and think, what the heck did the Democrats get out of this? I can't really come up with much of anything that the Democrats won out of this. In the meantime, I'm seeing some discussion that people are all of a sudden not feeling so great about certain things that the president is bringing, to the table, part of his policy. Certainly, we talked a little bit last week about the 50-year mortgages. Was that just something he threw out in a conversation initially? Like, was that wasn't revealed as a, hey, we've got a brand new option here. Wasn't he talking about how there should be 50-year mortgages?
So from what I saw of the 50-year mortgage, he put out, I think, on Truth Social, a picture side by side of him and FDR and said, hey, FDR introduced the 30-year. What about if Trump introduced the 50-year? And that's it.
I think that trying to talk about new programs by using FDR is maybe a non-starter.
It's not a great idea.
I don't Hmm. Was that the... Oh, crap, that's the wrong Roosevelt.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised to see that.
Yeah, square
I mean, if it has to
everyone.
Do with comparing himself to history, I think Trump will do that. You know, he's like, oh, he did this? Well, Trump's going to do this in the third person.
Hopefully we'll get Stewie on this week to talk about the 50-year mortgage situation and why that... You know, I can imagine that it might be a good deal for some people. Like what I said last week, the only thing that makes sense to me about a 50-year mortgage is that it lowers the payment enough to get somebody in a home. And like the hot second that you're able to refinance that sucker, probably with a mega loan, down to a 30 or a 15 or a 20 or a 10 or whatever you can afford, you got to do that because 50 years of mortgage. Like if you buy your house after you get your first job, you're probably 24, 25 years old. You're going to be paying that mortgage for probably 5 years after your Social Security kicks in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nobody's going to lock in for that long. It's just a temporary, longer
That's
term.
That's not true. People will lock in for that long.
Well, they will, it's but the exact they're not going to pay 50 years.
No, they will, because look at student loans. Look at the people who signed up for student loans, because they didn't understand. For whatever reason, I mean, it's on them. You sign on the dotted line, you owe that money. But people have been paying student loans for decades. And they look at their principal, and it's like, it's almost the same number.
It hasn't moved.
So people are, you know, a lot of people in the American public, and you would have to think that those who would want to use a 50-year mortgage would be people who need access to something that doesn't exist in the market right now. So they're probably lower income people. Maybe they're people who have had a credit situation and had to try to get back in or whatever it might be. I don't think the people who are going to be signing up for the 50-year loan have a bigger loan plan laid in. I'm going to put it that way.
Yeah. And I'll just say, like, let me clarify what I'm saying.
Okay.
That if you get a 50-year loan, even if you're doing so intelligently and not just saying, whoa, whatever's the lowest payment, I'll take that. Okay. You're not going to be at 25 still paying that same loan at 75. You're going to refinance somewhere in there because you're going to move. The average person moves every 9 to 10 years.
Or you're going to default because you had to get a 50-year loan to buy the house that you want. The taxes on that sucker are going to be outrageous. By the way, Ron DeSantis wants to nationally eliminate property taxes.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, America's governor.
I'll vote for that.
Sitting in Florida, just doing Florida things, where I'm not.
The last thing I'll say about the 50-year mortgage is a lot of the people complaining about it, especially online, are talking about Trump's going to trap you in this. He's going to make you be paying on the same loan with no equity for years and years and years. It's an option. He's not forcing you to take a 50-year mortgage. It's not the only thing that's going to be available. It's just going to be another option if it happens at all.
Well, here's another thing that President Trump said with Laura Ingraham. He's got a lot of people talking right now.
If you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds
of
thousands
agree,
of foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented
no,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented
being,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents, and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
how did
you
we ever do it before?
Well, let
when
me just
you and I were
I'll give you an
up.
Example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants out. They had people from South Korea that
Hyundai.
Made batteries all their lives. You know, making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing. It's very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people, early stages, to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years, right, and they're going to start making missiles.
I love how Laura Ingraham has to say something after every comma in Donald Trump sentences, which I'm fairly certain that there are only commas in Donald Trump sentences.
There are no periods.
There are no, you know how people say something and they mean it and they say period. He does not do that.
He does some ellipses.
He's like, comma. Ellipsis, ellipsis, ellipsis. It's like an echo.
He's saying it three times because of each one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
People are worked up about this, and guys, stop getting worked up about everything. Everybody calm down. It's going to be fine. Here's why. Because what Laura Ingraham is saying is correct, and what, in my opinion, Donald Trump is saying is correct. You want to have people, you don't want to pull people, that's what Trump said, you don't want to pull people out of the unemployment line and then be like, here, all right, you back there in the red shirt, you are going to go make missiles. That's impractical. And maybe that's what was taking place at that specific Georgia factory. We have a gap in our country of skilled labor, and we need to close the gap. But you can't just bottom out the gap and then go, we'll just... You guys remember when doors were flying off of planes? Do you remember when people were flying in the air and the door came off of the plane in the air? That's crazy. I don't want that. I want to ensure, I want to double down that that doesn't happen. So what probably needs to happen here is something that's a little bit in between what the two are saying. It's actually probably what Donald Trump says, but it seems in that conversation, he seems as though he's arguing with Laura Ingraham about what needs to take place. What he's saying is, we can't do that tonight. That can't happen right now. We do not have, and we haven't. Like, obviously, look around you. Why is Mike Rowe so popular? Because he's the one man out there talking about dirty jobs, talking about skilled trade labor, and trying to, like, wave his hands in the air and say, we need to pay attention to this. The reason why he has as much influence as he has is because he's one of the few people who is out there championing the cause of skilled labor. We have to embrace that as a country, and we have to get back to that. And in order to do that, you're going to want to bring jobs back to the United States, which the president has invested policy in. If his tariff thing continues to go through, that's supposed to materialize with investment, infrastructure, jobs, and production here in the United States. While all of this is happening, I don't think it's realistic to think that those, all of the workers who are keeping the wheels turning in the United States, need to be shipped out. I think that there's a couple things that need to be understood here, and this is not what happens. Like, Laura Ingraham wants to have an exciting interview. That's her job. She needs to get people to pay attention to what's going on. She needs to push the issues she thinks that represent her viewers. And I think she's right to say that the H-1B visa situation in our country is one that is needing of attention. And President Trump, who's the chief dog, needs to say, we're working on it. Here's our goal. And this is why it's going to take this much amount of time. And I don't think that Laura Ingraham gave in at all, that it's not something that you can just have be done. And I don't think Trump made it clear what his actual goal was, mostly because they kind of got caught up in the crossfire. Anyway, there's a lot of people on X, just of a certain lane right now. They're very dedicated to President Trump and the America First agenda. I respect that. And they are panicking because they think that he's the H-1B visa king. So I, for one, want to be the first to say no kings.
Thank you, finally.
I know. Down with the oligarchy. We'll talk about oligarchy later.
I need a shirt that says that.
I know where to get one. Let's take a quick break. We're going to have Congresswoman Mary Miller with us next. The government shutdown vote, we're going to find out timing of that and the expectation from Congresswoman Miller from Illinois' 15th district. We're going to find that out next with her right here on the Andy Fry Show. Don't go away. We don't even
know. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's a big day on Capitol Hill, certainly because we believe that the shutdown is likely about to come to an end. But of course, how does a bill become a law? All of the things that you have to do on Capitol Hill to make sure something like this takes place, you got to go through the House, because the Senate passed a continuing resolution and extended the CR to January 30th, is my understanding. But it needs to go to the House for approval, and that appears to be happening today. Let's speak to Congresswoman Mary Miller from Illinois' 15th District, one of those three Republicans that J.B. Pritzker allowed to go to Congress in his kindergarten drawn map. Congresswoman, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be back here in D.C., and we're ready to get to work. The Democrats are continuing their obstruction. They have Trump derangement syndrome so bad that they'll do anything. They'll even hold the country hostage before they will allow us to continue with what the American people voted for. And, you know, that's basically what they're doing. They're kowtowing to their radical base, which I believe is taking over their entire party. And they made radical demands. We stuck together and they lost.
Yeah, they certainly did. And the American people will win once again if the House is able to open the government and pass the CR. Do you anticipate any problems, any issues getting this passed tonight in the House?
I do not. And then President Trump will sign it and hopefully will be open tomorrow or Friday.
Do you expect Democrats to vote in favor of this?
No. I think there'll be a few outliers. Representative Golden, possibly. There may be maybe one or two or three others. But no, I do not expect them to.
So Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us right now. If it were up to the House Democrats right now on Capitol Hill, the government would stay shut down?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm. And they've proven, I mean, look at even in Illinois, the Democrats in Illinois, Pritzker, Mayor Johnson, they side with their radical base, Marxists. They're siding with criminals, illegals. This is their MO, and it's in D.C. as well as in Illinois. So thankfully, we have the majority.
Yes, absolutely. It is a razor-thin majority, certainly, there in the House of Representatives. The negotiations will begin then on the appropriations bills. And I think that a lot of conservatives, a lot of America First Trump voters are leaning heavily into what happens next. I know that my colleague to my right immediately, and I mean my right literally, maybe politically as well, Ryan Wiggins, is very, very worked up about the overspending in government. And I'm curious what you feel like the House Republicans specifically are doing to try to rein spending in for the American taxpayer.
Well, the majority of us agree that we need to rein in the government, shrink the government. We want transparency, accountability, and there's so much we could do. But we have such a razor thin majority. We have some people that are complete rhinos or getting ready to retire. But it's a numbers game. It's always a numbers game. And I know, you know, sometimes people unjustly want to attack our leader, but you know, he's counting the votes, and sometimes things don't go on the House floor because We have a couple on our side that won't support it. But that's why these primary elections coming up are so important. People need to be razzed up. They need to get out to vote, get their family and their neighbors out to vote, because that's going to come up before we know it.
Yeah,
I'm 100% on board with shrinking the government and throttling back the spending.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, and she represents Illinois' 15th district. We've heard J.B. Pritzker say, gosh, you know, they're going to look at what Indiana does. And if Indiana ends up redistricting, we're going to have to do it again. We're going to have to. No, he didn't say it again. He's like, we're going to have to consider what we can do here in the state of Illinois, even though they were the poster boys for even on Stephen Colbert's show. You know, he points right at my district, that 13th snake that goes through all the college towns here in southern Illinois to squeeze out a blue district in my area, which I consider to be very purple. Yeah. Does J.B. Pritzker, could he lead the super majority of Democrats in the assembly in Springfield to squeeze out even another Republican and make it maybe just two Republicans that represent Illinois in Congress?
Well, the key word is supermajority. There again, they have the votes, and I think they'll do whatever they need to do to stay in power and to grab more power, which is to take another congressional seat. But it'll have to go through the courts, and you know, we're going to have as much pushback as possible. But I think the key thing is that Illinois is losing population. And, you know, we've had this exodus going on, and it's because of Democrat policies, and it's driving people out. And that's how I got involved in the first place, is our children were looking to leave. They didn't want to leave, but, you know, the policies aren't good for businesses or families. So we need to get engaged and try to get, you know, some wins if
yeah.
we can.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. The midterm elections, watching the elections from last week, communist gets elected in New York City. The Democrats sweep what are obviously blue areas. So I don't think it's really a shocker. It would have been a show stopping shocker should a Republican had pulled off any of those campaigns. But the Democrats had the opportunity to make a statement last week, and I think they did. And I think it's a Democrat party that a lot of Democrats, longtime Democrat voters, don't recognize. But right. alas, they are having success. What is the path for the Republicans to expand the majority in the midterms in 2026 in the House of Representatives?
Well, obviously, we're having redistricting in some of these states, and that should help us. But I think the big thing is to get people to the polls. We need to pass voter ID, and that will help us also. So, and then we've got to continue our messaging. The Democrats' policies are bad for Americans. And, you know, in New York, it's a blue city. So, you know, we shouldn't be so surprised, but we've been too quiet, and we need to speak out to the next generation, to our neighbors, because the schools have not highlighted how bad socialism is.
Yeah.
It's never worked. It leads to communism, which leads to mass murder and all kinds of human suffering. And our youth don't know that. And so we need to message that to them and let them know that our policies cause communities to be able to thrive and allow them to be free people.
Congresswoman, last question before we let you go. Fox News is reporting that Chicago crime is at a 4-year low after Operation Midway Blitz. Do you feel as though Illinois is still heading in a direction where maybe people might consider not voting blue no matter who in the 2026 midterms?
You would hope so. I mean, President Trump has made it very clear that he wants law and order, and we're a nation of laws. And he is ignoring radicals like J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson. They are failed in every way that you could measure. And this is not a red or blue issue. All Americans deserve to be safe in their community. And President Trump is the one that is taking bold steps to do that. So, you know, hopefully these people understand that because they see it with their own eyes.
So much so. Congresswoman Mary Miller, we always love having you on the show. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you back once this government gets open and the negotiating actually begins.
Thank you, Annie. Take care.
Yep, you too. We'll talk to you soon. Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th district representative in Congress, one of those three Republicans representing Illinois residents. You should see the landmass of Illinois that is represented by Republicans, and then you'll realize that that's just three people, the way they carved them all together. It's really quite something. Each representative is supposed to represent about 750,000 people in Congress, give or take. And I will have to say that kindergartner that J.B. Pritzker handed that pen to draw those maps, is pretty good at math, if you really think about it. It's pretty impressive. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. This is what it says. You're going to fill in the blank. I voted for Trump and he's exceeded my expectations. He's met my expectations. He's failed my expectations. Or I didn't vote for Trump. We'll just know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube poll. We'll be right back. Did you make it to the Milky
Way to see the... Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Life, once you know what my love's gonna feel like.
I hope that we're gonna be able to have a healthcare where Lindsay and I were discussing it, Jim and I were discussing it, and Katie, we discussed it. We want a healthcare system where we pay the money to the people instead of the insurance companies. And I tell you, we're going to be working on that very hard over the next short period of time, where the people get the money. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars, where the people get the money. Yes, please.
So when President Trump is sitting in the Oval Office taking questions, as he's apt to do, and he's talking about how he wants the people to get the money, I love that idea that the money goes to the people. I'm just wondering, if the government needs to take money to give to the people, maybe we could just keep it.
Yeah, it's troubling because it's a good argument, because we're spending so much of our federal budget on health care in general. It's almost like the school choice argument, where, yes, you'd rather just let people keep that money, but instead you have to sort of reallocate it to get people on board with it initially.
Well, and also the way you can do that, I think, is through tax credits potentially. And if you get a tax credit that the government gives you, they're like taking your taxes, but then they're giving you credit for certain things. So they're like taking it, not taking it.
Yeah, it's a great sales pitch. And if it works, I'm on board.
Might be the stepping stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it very well could be, because we are wasting a lot of money and spending a lot of money on healthcare. And if he's able to somehow convince us all and come up with a good plan, not just convince people, but come up with a good plan that reallocates that same amount of money but back to people where they have some choice over how they spend it, that is definitely a move in the right direction.
Well, and you know, you really have to think about the intention, and we've had guests on this show who have talked about the intention of Obamacare was for it to fail so that they could implement a sort of single payer, fully socialized medicine system, which would allow the government to manage the whole thing. And I mean, the model exists across Europe. And people come to the United States to get life-saving care. People go south of the border, leaving Canada, to get care because they can't get the care that they need right now in the system that they have, in the socialized system that they have in Europe. I think that there is a push right now, and I'm going to pull up here in just a second the conversation that's taking place at the podium with Carolyn Leavitt about affordability. That is a word that is getting a lot of hype right now, is affordability. And I think that there is a kind of a feeling that the administration, they're touting a lot of their economic wins, but the economic wins that they're touting aren't being felt by Main Street. And if they're not being felt by Main Street, then there has to be one of two things: a policy shift or a messaging shift. We have said on this show many times that we are not feeling the benefits of lowered costs across the board. Gas is cheaper, and I do notice that. There might be some groceries that are cheaper, but on the whole, there are so many things that it is just outrageous how much things cost right now that it's not nearly as comfortable and cozy as it needs to be. And if wages are going to go up, we need to see what that looks like. We need to feel it. It's not enough to tell somebody everything's better right now, and if you're not feeling it, then you're just supposed to go, well, Trump says. So talking about affordability is a really big deal, and Carolyn Leavitt is going to talk about it here a little bit at the podium, and let's listen.
Traffic controllers and federal employees will be back to receiving their regular paychecks. Families in need will get back to receiving their food purchasing assistance, and the people's government will soon be back open for business. President Trump looks forward to finally ending this devastating Democrat shutdown with his signature, and we hope that signing will take place later tonight. On another matter, I want to address the affordability issue that's received a great deal of media attention this past week, which is ironic because it didn't receive that much attention when Joe Biden was here and inflation was at a record high 9%, the worst inflation crisis in modern American history. And President Trump won a landslide election in part to address the affordability issues created by Joe Biden and the Democrats. And that's exactly what President Trump has done since day one of his administration. Since the first day in office and every day since, the Trump administration has taken aggressive action to fix the Biden-created cost of living issues. The notion that the same Democrats who just shut down the federal government to sabotage our economy, rob people of their paychecks, and also helped Joe Biden ratchet up inflation to 9% are now suddenly affordability champions, that notion is completely absurd. And it's something only the liberal media would have the gall to push. But the reality is that President Trump and his administration have done so much to lower prices and increase the economic prosperity of the American people. And this president and his team of amazing economic advisors are going to keep working on this issue every single day. In less than 10 short months, President Trump signed the largest middle-class tax cuts in American history, including no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security, which will guarantee that next year Americans are going to put more money back into their pockets. The president has completely unleashed American energy dominance to help bring gasoline prices to the lowest in 5 years, and we expect them to continue to decrease. And it has also lowered energy costs overall. There is more work to do, but again, the president's deregulatory and pro-American energy agenda is absolutely going to continue to drive down prices. This formula worked in the president's first term, and we expect that it's going to work again. And this is key because we know energy costs are the number one driver of inflation. Again, just look at what Joe Biden did to our energy industry over the past 4 years of his administration, and look at what happened to inflation as a result. Everything became more expensive. To lower prescription drug prices and healthcare costs, the president has been working around the clock on this issue. He is obsessed with negotiating these good deals on behalf of the American people to bring down pharmaceutical costs and drug costs for Americans. And he has done so on a number of fronts. You have seen him discuss that in the Oval Office several times. To fuel small businesses, lower their costs, and incentivize hiring, the Trump administration has already cut 30 unnecessary regulations for every new one on the books, which we know will save employers and small businesses across the country thousands of dollars in regulatory burdens. All of these pro-Trump policies are working, and they will continue to work. Wages are rising at the fastest pace of the start of a presidential administration in 60 years. The cost of the typical new mortgage is down by nearly $3,000 per year. There's much work to do, and this administration will continue to do it. But President Trump has already made great progress in cleaning up the economic disaster that was created by Joe Biden. With that, I will take your questions today. And in our new media seat, we have Bev Turner, who works for a new outlet.
So I'm going to jump in here and let's just discuss a little bit of what she was saying here about affordability. Kind of what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. There is a group of people right now that are amplifying the concern that Americans have about affordability. I don't think that this is I do not look at President Trump's second term and go, "You've been there for a whole 9 months. Why haven't you fixed everything yet?" I actually look at the slate of things that he has given his attention to. Certainly a lot of foreign policy, the tariff negotiations. I think that the tariff thing, it had to be implemented fast, because the faster you do it, the quicker you can see the benefits from it. And he needs some runway with the tariff strategy, because he didn't have his whole party supporting him in this regard. So he needed to put it into practice so that people could see the benefits of it. At least that's, if I were President Trump, that's what I would be thinking. I need the longest runway to get this off before, if you do it in your third year, it's just going to get scrapped the second somebody else gets in there, if they're spooked by it. That's not going to happen if you get it done first. And I think one of the main reasons why the president has been as successful as he has negotiating peace in a whole bunch of different areas, not quite yet Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine announced today that those peace talks are completely on pause right now because they're not going anywhere. But if you've seen what's done in the Middle East, if you've seen, you know, the discussion that the Syrian president was at the White House the other day, that is a wild twist and turn in this timeline of at least my 40 years of life to know that that was taking place. You know, a lot of these other conflicts that existed that were very bloody that he's helped solve peace, he did it through his tariff negotiations, working with an economic footing and going in and getting people to come to the table because they decided to try prosperity instead of certain death. That's all wrapped up together. He's been very busy doing these things. There are domestic issues that have not been in the forefront of the news conversation the way they should be. So the question is, have they been at the forefront of the administration the way they should be? I do think that the Big Beautiful Bill is something that is going to materialize in a way. Should Donald Trump and the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans know what they're talking about, that the domestic issues, especially when it comes to taxes and spending and all the stuff that have been put into place, we haven't actually been able to feel it yet, because a lot of these things are going to be noticeable in the when you start filing taxes in the next year, which is really pretty quickly.
I'm also the IRS commissioner. So what I can see is that with the president's signature
campaign promises, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, auto deductibility of loans if you buy an American car. Mm-hmm. Americans didn't change their withholding for 2025.
Right.
So we're going to see substantial refunds for working families at the beginning, in the first quarter of 25. They'll change their withholding at the beginning of the year, and that will be a natural, the real wage growth.
So that's so sensible to me, and it's not something, because I'm not smart enough to like think those economic thoughts or whatever. I have in the past. Last year was the first time I took our taxes to somewhere else. It just got a little too complicated for me to do. But, you know, through TurboTax that I've used, it always spits out like, hey, this is what your refund is looking at right now. It caused my jaw to drop what it was saying my refund was going to look at.
Really?
More than three times.
Well, that's great.
Like, life-changing. Now, that was TurboTax. And I would venture to think that, I don't know, this year if I probably on par to make close to the same amount of money that we did, like no major changes, nothing dramatic that has changed. But what I hear Treasury Secretary and IRS Commissioner, is that the title? Mm-hmm. Scott Bessent saying there is that the One Big Beautiful Bill implications for your tax return are going to be very noticeable. And when you and I are saying, you know, our wages aren't going up here, everybody keeps saying wages are up. And you're like, it doesn't really matter whose wages are up if they're not mine.
Exactly.
I don't really care about other people. High five, good for you. But if my wages are not going up, I'm actually almost more angry than I was to begin with that other people are experiencing that. So what he's saying there, we'll wait and see if it's true. Trust but verify, folks. That what Scott Bessent is saying is that your wages are gone up, but right now they're stuck in withholding. And you're going to get that money back due to the One Big Beautiful Bill when you file your tax returns. File early, folks. You're going to get that money back, and then you're going to go, oh my gosh, I don't want to withhold this much money. You're going to let that money come into your paycheck every week, every other week, or twice a month, or monthly, whatever you get. Then your wages actually are going up. So what he's saying is your wages are up, you just haven't physically touched it yet because it's sitting in a non-interest bearing account that the government holds in your tax withholding. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm really glad to hear that because
that was like a good news.
Yeah. And that will, so like you're saying, a lot of the stuff that he says, even in those clips, you go, okay, sounds
like
good.
Like, you look like a smart person, and I hope that your confidence is accurate.
I hope that I can feel what you're saying is what it interprets to me, and what you just said is you can already see that you can feel what he's saying.
Yes.
You haven't gotten the money, but you will.
That's, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, three times as much.
Yes.
Even if it's off by a little.
Yes.
You're still going to come out ahead.
Yes. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I did something stupid. I'm going to get to my tax guys as soon as possible. Like, the second I get my last document, I'm going to be like, here, take me. I'll pay you extra. I think I got a little extra. Do I have a little extra? Weekend's America, the weekend roundup next. No, what is it?
No, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Whatever. We don't know what's happening. We'll be right back.
I think I'm getting closer to you every day. I know you'll come around to me.
97.1 FM Talk.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
All right, this is stuff to get rid of right now. Going to the holiday season.
Co-hosts.
No.
He's hanging around your house?
He showed up at my door that one time.
That's funny. Good job, Brad. I'm not hanging around your house. These are things
the
you get
rid of.
The
more you say that, the less confident I am that is accurate.
I was going to say, if he's hanging around your house, absolutely, 100%, get rid of him.
If I did, though, here's how it would happen. You would go out in the morning and
I'd find you in my refrigerator.
No, that's not true. I can't fit. I'm kind of a bigger guy now.
Because of the refrigerator?
Because I ate everything in the fridge. No, what I would do is I would just hang out on your back deck or something like that, and I'd just like kind of poke around at things and be like, they're going to need a replacement.
Fire up the grill?
Yeah.
Smoker?
Just kind of criticize things.
The way we know you're there is you're like, you guys want brisket or ribs?
I'm not cooking. I'm walking around and I'm judging. That's what I'm going to do. And then you guys are just going to see me, and I'm like, oh, I'm just here to help. Jeez,
it's really no different than anything you ever do anywhere else.
Things you need to get rid of.
Walking around and judging.
Going into the Christmas season. It's just random stuff that you don't think about that you actually need to go through and get rid of stuff. It's the number one is old spices. Do you have a robust spice rack? That was a little bit weird.
That's dangerous.
I have a don't really
want
nice
to talk to you about my rack. I
lots of spices.
Spindle.
Different tastes.
I should have said spindle. You're usually on those turning things.
No.
Lazy Susan.
I don't know. I feel like, don't talk about her like that. I feel like this is known information, but I do not do the cooking in our house.
Maybe so Jared needs to examine his rack
of spices.
Now, are you talking about mine?
No. No, his. His own. Maybe he needs to take that thing for a spin.
Oh, no.
See what's in there.
You're pushing it.
See if it's getting a little old.
Pushing it.
And toss what he can.
See if it's getting a little old.
You don't use all that paprika.
I think there's a YouTube short out there about you talking about my mammaries. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember what the context was, but I think that did happen.
Yesterday, I tried really hard to get Jared to walk up to you, and in super serious fashion, we were at the Veterans Day Parade. Jared was dressed in a black shirt. He had black, you know, Ray-Ban sunglasses on. I wanted him to go up and go, "Did you call my wife a five?" He couldn't muster the seriousness to do it. I was going to video
tell,
it.
You know what's funny? I could tell yesterday Jared had something, but he was not. Like, whenever we pass each other, it was like, hey. And I could tell that he was like right on the verge of something.
It wasn't going to happen if I couldn't get it on video, because I wanted to see if you panicked, which I think you might have.
Oh, I would have for a second. For sure.
Well, what do you say
I'm
to a
sorry,
man?
I'm sorry, sir.
She's a 10. I mean, I don't.
I didn't mean it. Look, we do this goofy stuff on the radio. It's not real. Nothing we say is real.
There's no spicy racks.
Yeah, no kidding.
don't give him today's Wiggins America.
I don't know. Yeah. He'll find out. What else should we get rid of? Coasts?
Broken jewelry. Seems pretty obvious.
Or
but
if it's good jewelry, take it to the diamond shop and have Tom mm-hmm. repair it.
Oh, sure.
And if you're not going to get it repaired and it's not good jewelry, just get rid of it and go buy yourself another $20 necklace.
Here's a tough one. Old greeting cards with messages in them, maybe. Now, if it's handwritten, I can see why you'd want to keep that. But if it's just a card with somebody's name in it, you like the message, it's tough.
The thong song.
Wait. Is that really what's happening here?
Ethan.
Did you do that? You did this on purpose.
Ethan.
What are you doing?
It's the instrumental, though. I think we're mostly safe. Well, Jerome Murdoch, next on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
they're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.